On Monday, President Obama will join a select group of presidents who've delivered a second inaugural address.
My fellow countrymen.
My fellow citizens.
Members of the United States Congress.
Members of my family and friends.
We meet again as upon a like moment 4 years ago.
Those were Presidents Franklin D. Roosevelt, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, and Dwight Eisenhower. Is there any common theme in second inaugural speeches?
The only trend I see is a trend that started very early and continues, and that is that most of them are just not very good speeches.
Martin Medhurst is a professor of rhetoric and communication at Baylor who's considered an expert on presidential speeches. He says at least George Washington's second inaugural address didn't make anyone stand outside very long. It ran just 135 words. We don't have any audio of that. Richard Nixon's second inaugural address in 1973 contained a fervent hope.
Let us pledge together to make these next 4 years the best 4 years in America's history.
But they weren't for him. President Nixon resigned in 1974. Professor Medhurst says it's a challenge for presidents to lift and inspire the second time around.
In a first inaugural, it's all new. There's a sense of rebirth. And after 4 years, you know, all of that has sort of worn off.
There is, of course, the exception that may prove the rule.
The greatest of all was Lincoln's second inaugural, which perhaps was the greatest speech of all, much less an inaugural address.
And we do have Daniel Day-Lewis portraying Lincoln in the current film, a saddened president made wiser through the war, who's horrified by the huge suffering he's seen, but now glimpses triumph and healing.
And until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid by another drawn with the sword.
On Monday, President Obama's voice will roll across the mall to the Lincoln Memorial, where these words are carved in stone.
To do all which may achieve and cherish a just and a lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations.